I do have a large online presence. I've just noticed if you Google Kevin Steinhardt, I will Google Kevin Steinhardt in the background. Kevin Steinhardt. 9 out of the first 10 results are me, Kevin Steinhardt. Kevin Steinhardt, that's me. I did that, that's me. I don't think that is me, but that's me. So yes, 9, no, that's not me. That's some other Kevin Steinhardt on Facebook, but anywho. If I mention Matthew James Martin and why he's a thieving little prick, like in titles or in descriptions or in Tumblr posts, whatnots and things, then yes, maybe when the BBC do finally employ him, that's what he wants. He wants to be employed as a journalist by the BBC. If they do happen to Google Matthew James Martin during the interview process, then 10 out of the 10 results on Google will be for slander, slanderous. Least somewhat biased information that's probably not true, but is mostly based on fact. Faux fact. Somewhat factly true, if that's even anything. I don't know what that was. I have hot Bovril. Yes. Better than the hot Marmite? Maybe. It's kind of greyer. Than hot Marmite, it's kind of got a soft, smooth, silky taste to it. And it smells quite light and airy, like a giraffe bouncing through Triplo and farmland in a reservoir in the sky. I don't know. Anyhow, so yes. And one way around it, because of course you can't delete things off the internet. The internet is... is public domain. You can't get rid of things off the internet. No, that's impossible. He'll have to change his name, which will cost him £38 through the UK Depol service for a deed of change of name Depol. So yes, that will be slightly more expensive than the sum of money he owes me. So he will make a net loss. So, mwah, ha, 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 fucking hell. Oh, fuck. It does make your throat raw, this kind of hot Bovril stuff. Now, I'll stick to Marmite in future.